the chiyuv of hespedim. So we see here the importance of hespedim, and one very important aspect, if not the most important aspect of hespedim, is la'orer bechi, which is important to keep in mind nowadays when oftentimes hespedim are very sanitized and the like. Obviously, different times and places call for different styles, but it's important not to remember that aspect, not to forget that aspect of hespedim. Now, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Yibay lehu hespedim yikra dechaye habe, o yikra deshachve. Is hespedim for the living or the dead? My nafkamina, da amar de lo tis bedu halo gavra. Nafkamina is if he asks not to be eulogized. Inami lafukem yarshim, or do we compel the yarshim to pay for it? If it's for their sake, so they could be meichel. If it's for their parents' sake, then they're chayev to pay for it, at least if they were yorish something. So, what's the halacha? So the Gemara concludes, Tashma, Rabbi Nasan Omer, Simen Yafel Meis, Shenefroim Yimenu La'achar Misa. So that shows us that it's Yikra Deshachvei. And therefore the halacha is that the Meisim could be Mochel, because it's covered on Meis. Now, this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch as well, that if someone wishes to be Mochel, they may do so. What isn't clear from the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya is if you have to listen. In other words, somebody asks that they not be eulogized, which happens not too infrequently. So you definitely, let's say the children are definitely pater from, or the community from giving a spadim. But could they decide, well, you know what, I want to do it anyway, we want to be machabed this person, even though he was mochel. So, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Resh Nun Gimel, Sif Lamed, it says, Shchiv Meirash Etziva V'Amar Al Tispeduhu Ein Sof Dinoso. And the Sma writes, Lashon Ein Sof Din Mashma De'Aser Lispodoso V'Atam Ki Ahesped Einu El Mishon Kvod HaMesu Rekrobav. The post can discuss a little bit about the exact parameters of the mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, but the pashup shot is that you should listen, and if that is the request, then that request should be honored. The question is, what about a gadol hador? Would a gadol hador be any different? So if you look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sifkat Aleph, he quotes the Maharit, who quotes the Beis Yaakov, who says, Gadol ador shemeis v'tziva shelo lahaspido, hamekel shelo lishma l'chacham halaz, lo hitzid, if you wish to ignore him, then that's okay. Why? Why shouldn't you listen to the Gadol ador? Maybe you'll say, because this is because of Kavod HaTorah, it's not just Kavod HaMeis. But that's not such a good answer, because Torah Dilehi, he has the right to be mochel on Kavod HaTorah. Maybe we'll say, no, that even when it comes to Kavod HaTorah, we paskin Kavod Dilei, right? It's a discussion in Gemara, as we said earlier today, exactly. But at the same time, the Gemara indicates that it's not totally gone. For example, you don't have to stand up for a Chacham that was Mochel, but the Gemara implies that you need still to do a little bit of Hiddur. You need to do a minor type of Kavod. So maybe the point is that he was Mochel, but something could still be done. Not clear, but you might add that here, if there's no formal obligation, l'shmo l'divrei chachamim, l'divrei ha-meis, so it's for the sake of the people, so they will be inspired, they'll learn lessons, they'll do tshuva. It's important for the kal to do that. Then the Pesach Tshuva continues.
Is it definitely do a bidyev? Meaning, lashon is you don't lose anything. Does that mean it's bidyev?
No. The lashon of make a lohifsid means that you haven't lost. It doesn't mean you should. It doesn't say you should or you shouldn't. It means that if you decide that it's a very good thing to be masked, but anyway, you will not be in trouble. You haven't violated the halacha.
Uh-huh. And
I'll just finish this point. So then he quotes the Tshuva Me'ava and the Note of Yehuda, who has a story of the Noda Behuda. The Pnei Yeshua, who was the Gadol Hador, died, and he said, I wish not to be eulogized. So he said, Pnei Yeshua is Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael, Rashka Bahag. And he went back and forth, maybe we shouldn't listen, maybe we should, what do we do? Sort of, that was his hesped. His hesped was, how could we listen? He's the Gadol Hador. Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla. So, Maisa Shaya Kachaya. When Rav Elyashiv died, Rav Elyashiv said that he doesn't want to be eulogized. Maybe it's because of he didn't want to be turned into a saint. And even in his lifetime, there were already Gadol books. I don't know. Maybe it's because he was choshev for Bittul Torah. He knew that like the entire world would stop learning. His whole life was about learning. He didn't want... Whatever it was, we don't know the reasons, but his son-in-law, Rav Zilberstein, who was the only masbid, got up, and he said that the Shver said that nobody should be masbid him. Nevertheless, I'm going to say some words of preda, and he said some stories. I don't know, it wasn't... That's the Maisa Shehaya. Okay? Anyhow, yes.
There's so much emphasis on crying.
Yes.
So is it not an emphasis on tshuva? I mean, a lot of times we do tshuva, but it doesn't...
So, very good question. So I saw one of the Achronim that links that. It says that crying, that will lead to tshuva. But even generally, I think... a reflection of an appreciation of life and the loss and all those things. Okay. Now, in Sif Yud, it says like this. Mi shetziva shalois bedusha minlo, like we just read, Hagag. Avam tziva shalo linhov, Allah shiva b'dzera shloshim ein shomin lo. So we don't listen if he says not to be misavel. He's mocha on avel, so we don't listen. The source for this is Marivail, which is quoted in the Darkei Moshe, that says, avol tol shloshim, Kevan dashar meisim nami misavlam aleim vas mechuhu akra lo nizbarli yikra dechai or yikra deshachbi. I don't know. The Gemara says about kavura whether it's yikra deshachbi or dechai. It talks about hesped whether it's yikra deshachbi or chai. But it doesn't say anything about avelos. Davadai avelos gufa eni chol limchodim kain batalta kol dine avelos. Now it's not clear what he means. Im kain batalta kol dine avelos. You're right. Okay, we'll do mivatal dine avelos, but if that's the halacha, that he could be mochel, so that should be the halacha. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't know what he means by that last point. He doesn't think that's really his ikker point. His ikker point is that he doesn't know. If you say avelos is taloi in kavod achayim, then mechila doesn't work. If it's not taloi in kavod hameisim, then we say mechila would work. But then the Rabbi Kiva Eger says, if that's correct, then there's a stira. There's a stira. Why? Because in the very next siman, by Ma'avid Atzmo Ladas, we have a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether you're Misa'avel and such a person. We're going to get to that machlokas in a minute. But the Rambam says we're not Misa'avel on Ma'avid Atzmo Ladas, and the Ramban says that we are. Now, what are they basing themselves off of? Because it says in Evel Rabasi, that when it comes to Ma'abid Atzmo Ladas, things that are Kavod HaChayim, we do. So therefore, we say Birkas Aveilim and Omdim Alav Bishura. Things that are Kavod HaMesim, we don't do. For example, Ein Misaskin Imo Ve'ein Maspidin Otho. Now, what it doesn't state explicitly is, what about Avelos? It doesn't state. It says we don't, certain things we do, those are kvod chayim. Certain things we don't do, those are kvod mason. What about avelos? Doesn't say. The Rambam says, we're not misavel. Why? Apparently, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam took for granted that avelos is kvod hamason. And therefore, for Ma'abid Atzmo Ladas, since the Brisa says that we don't do anything that's kvod mason, And the Rambam understood that Avelos is called Meisim. So Memela, he said there's no Avelos. And the Ramban disagrees. Ramban says, doesn't make sense that we're going to be Mevarach and Berkus Avelim, but we're not going to be Misabel. You are Misabel. At least that's his Iker conclusion. That being the case, the Kesem Mishnah says, what are the Rambam and Ramban disagreeing about? Very clear. Rambam clearly holds Avelos is Kvod Meisim. Ramban holds it's Kvod Chaim, or at least also Kvod Chaim. It's not exclusively Kvod Meisim. It's very interesting. We've been learning Hokhs Avelos quite a while now. And we only came to this Machlokas right now. So, very willing. Does this Shir number one in Hokhs Avelos? What is it? But we're going in order, so we only got to it now. At least I won't order. Anyway, shows you why you can't quit too early. Okay, so now, if that's correct, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, so how do we paskin? So if you look in Simen Shin Mem Hei, we paskin like the Rambam. So what does that mean? That means we paskin that Avelos is Kvod Meisim. In which case, what should the halacha be if he's Meichel on Avelos? It's Mechila. In which case, the Ramah is Solter himself. Says Rabbi Yehuda Eger, I don't understand the Ramah one bit. The Ramah should paskin that if he's Meichel on Avelos, he's Meichel. Oh. So that's the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. It's the kasha of Rabbi Akiva Eger. So a number of achronim deal with this issue. We should note, by the way, that even the Ramah concedes that Mechila works for Avelos of Yod Beis Chodesh, because that is because of Kibud Av Va'Em, the only question is about the Avelos of Shiva and Shlosha. So, the Badi HaShulchan suggests the following answer to be Miyashev the Psak of the Ramah. He says that the din of Ma'abed Atzma Ladas is shava to the din of Meis Krovo Shayaporish Midarkei Tzibor. We'll discuss in a moment whether that's true or not, but let's assume that for the moment. The halacha for Porish Midarkei Tzibor is Ein Mis Avlim Ala Smechim De Ibud Rishayim Rina, and therefore Ma'abed Atzma Ladas Ein Mis Avlim, even though Avelos is Kavod Achayim. Meaning to say as follows. It's not true. The analysis of the Rabbi Kiva Eger / Kesef Mishnah is not correct. What me really, it might be that Avelos is Kavod Chayim, or also Kavod Chayim. And that's why the psak of the Ramah is correct, except that we can't be Misabel. Why? Ibud Rishayim Rina. Now the problem with this answer is that it's not true. Meaning to say, when we learn the halachos of Parish Midarkei Tzibor and we compare them to Ma'abed Atzma Ladas, we'll see that they're very different. That's explicit in the Shulchan Aruch Shin Mem Hei. For example, Parish Midarkei Tzibor, we dance and we sing and we put on white clothing. We have a suda. Dancing and singing is an exaggeration, but it's a happy occasion. Not true for Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. There's Birkas Aveilim. There's Shura. They're not the same.
Isn't that because the great chayyim doesn't?
What?
Isn't the reason for the Shura?
Yeah, exactly. The point is, you can't bring any raya. What did he say? He said, really, Avelos is Kavod. Really, Avelos is Kavod Chaim. And why are we not Misavel? Because Ibud Rishayim Rina. But if that were the pshat in Ma'abed Atzma Ladas, then we should apply the same rules as Ma'abed Atzma Ladas. Namely, we should say, Smechem. Why do we have Shura? Why do we have Birkas Avelos? So that's why Rabbi Willig gave a different answer. I thought the same type of mahalich, which we'll explain a little later, but it's a very pashut answer, which is, really we could say, Avelos is Kavod Chayim. But they were misaken a special takana not to be misavel for ma'abid atzmo ladas. In other words, the reason for the lack of avelus for ma'abid atzmo ladas for the Rambam is not because avelus is kavod mesim. No, it's not exclusively kavod mesim. It might also be kavod chayim. And there's a raya for this in Maseches Machos. Amar Rabbi Akiva, al tach beduhu ve'al tekaleluhu. And we'll show some more rayas for this. But this is why ma'abid atzmo das is not the regular halacha. We don't find anything like ma'abid atzmo das. Usually we have two categories. We have regular people, full-fledged avelus and hesped and this and that. Then we have rishayim or parsh medarkei tzibur, the like, where it's the opposite. We lovesh levanim, and we have a suda, right? Ma'abid atzmo das is in the middle. Now, what's the pshat? Is it like, well, he's like half of a Russia, right? He's not such a Russia that when you say Ibad Rosh Hashana, but he's enough of a Russia that he forfeits all of Elos. No. The pshat is that dafka in Ma'abid atzmo ladas, we didn't want a Elos. Maybe it's because we don't want to encourage it, we don't want to glorify it. Maybe it's dafka because he was mevaza in Misa, so then we don't like commemorate the Misa. However it is, we're going to talk more in the next siman about what it is. But it's dafka din in ma'abid atzmo das, which is why it's different than everything else. You can't extrapolate. Really, the avera of ibud atzmo das, okay, it's a very big avera. But it's an avera l'te'avon. He's not reached the level of rishus or of poish midarkei tzibur that warrants lack of avelus. To warrant lack of avelus, you need a huge level of rishus. Okay? We'll talk about exactly what that is. We did it really in Shin Mem. We'll talk a little more. But Parish Medarki, Ma'abid atzmo das has not reached that level. He did an aveira, he did a big aveira. Lots of people do big aveiros, right? Even if we saw before that even if someone does a chi of Misa or a chi of Kares, we're also misavil for them. So it's a special takana. Ah, so if that's true, so the fact that the Rambam says Amos Avel doesn't prove that we hold that Avelos is entirely covered amesim, and that's why at the very least the Ramah held, again, the Mechaber didn't hold that way, but it's no problem. We don't have a steer in the Mechaber, we only have a steer in the Ramah. That's why the Ramah held that it's consistent to, on the one hand, say, Mechila and Shiv and Shloshim doesn't work, but at the same time, say like the Rambam that we're not ma'avel on ma'abid atzmo ladas. That's the answer. Okay.
So according to the Ma'avel, it was the Kavod HaChayim. According to the Mechaber,
according to the Rambam, it might be both. I don't know that it's exclusive, but according to the Rambam, there's an aspect of Kavod HaChayim in Avelos, which is why Mechila doesn't work. Is it entirely Kavod HaChayim, or is it partially Kavod HaChayim? I don't know. But all we need is some aspect of Kavod HaChayim, because once there is some aspect, so the Gemara tells us Mechila doesn't work. Whereas according to the Mechaber, it would seem, when I say Mechaber, I really mean Kesef Mishnah, but according to the Mechaber, it is a dispute between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether it's Kavod Chayim or Kavod Mesim, and he's Machriya, like the Rambam, that it's Kavod Mesim. Right? Good? Good. Now, not everybody likes this Psak of the Rambam. For example, the Pischei Tshuva quotes Shvus Yaakov, who didn't like the Psak of the Rambam. So I looked up this Tshuva Shvus Yaakov, and the following is the story. When would somebody like be mochel not to have Shivan Shloshim? So again, Yid Beis Chodesh, I think we mentioned, I tell you guys a story with Rabbi Shachter's father?
Yep.
Rabbi Melech?
Yeah.
So fine. But whoever heard of somebody being mochel on Shivan Shloshim? So it's actually a very tragic story. It was someone who was on his deathbed, and his daughter's wedding was coming up. And he didn't know about Rav Moshe's tshuva, that you're allowed to have weddings in the middle of Shiva. So he said, in the end of the day, he died after Bilas Mitzvah, But the point is, he said basically, or at least the circumstances implied, that he wanted his daughter to have the wedding and have Shivas Yumei Mishnah appropriately, regularly. And that was the question. So the Shvos Yaakov says, well, if we paskin like the Rama, then we have a problem, right? It's true he was Michael on his Avelos, but still, Mechila doesn't work. But the Shvos Yaakov says, well, maybe not. He says, I know what the Rama says. But Dina lo brirali devadei kol avelo shiver shloshim hu yikra deshachvi. Shrei mei haitaima ma'abirat mudas. In other words, he brings, basically, Rabbi Akiva Eger's point. Rabbi Akiva Eger alludes to the Shvos Yaakov. And he says, Rabbi Akiva Eger's right, and it's a stira, and therefore I'm paskening against the Rama, paskening like the Mechaber. The Rama makes no sense. And he says, also, gam mashkasav debatli dina avelos lo yadati, maika amar de lo milsa de lo shchiach. Okay, good. Anyway, that's what Shvos Yaakov says. Basically, that's Rabbi Giver's Kasha. In light of Rabbi Giver's Kasha, Paskin's against the Ramah. I thought, perhaps you could say, to be Miyashev, the case of the Shvos Yaakov, a little different, which is, maybe even if you held like the Ramah, you could be Mako. Because what did the Ramah write? He said, I'm Supek if it's Kvod HaChaim or Kvod HaMesem. That's what the Marival writes that the Ramah quotes. So here, there's mechila both mitzad haChaim and mitzad haMesem, right? The father wanted her to have the wedding, and in the tshuva it's clear she wanted to have the wedding, or celebrate the wedding. So here, memanafshach, it should be mutter, because both of them want to have avelos. Fine. The tshuva me'av is docha, this tshuva, the Shvos Yaakov. I looked it up as well, and I didn't really understand why he was objecting. But anyhow. Now, you might add the following, which might cause some hesitation to what I'm saying, which is, I just said before that in the case, right, that maybe in the case of the Shvos Yaakov, for sure, it should be mutter memanafshach, because the Ramah writes either it's Kavod Chaim or it's Kavod Mesim. In this case, the Chaim were Mochel and the Mesim were Mochel, so it should be mutter memanafshach. Maybe the Pshat is, and we said Kavod Chaim. It doesn't mean Kavod Chaim like a Hesped is a Kavod Chaim, such that Mechila would work. Hesped is clearly about kavod, but avelos, it's also about being mevaza yourself, right? It's not just a matter of kavod. When we say kavod chayim, maybe we mean like avur chayim, like Adam said before, it's about tshuva and the like. In which case, maybe if it's kavod chayim, then mechila wouldn't work, which is why at least some of these achronim didn't want to just say like I'm saying, right? I wanted to say that the Ramah says either Kavod Chaim or Kavod Mesim. So I said, okay, so if the Chaim are Mochel and the Mesim are Mochel, then for sure there should be Mutter. So what maybe the reason why they're not saying like me is because they understand Kavod Chaim, not just like Kavod Chaim, but like Avura Chaim, like things like Tshuva, in which case Mechila doesn't automatically work. It's not like Hesped or Kfura, which is a more direct matter of Kavod. Tzarchim. Okay, Simen Shin Mem Hei. We already began discussing.
Who understood the Rama that way?
What?
Who understood the Rama that way?
Which way?
The way, not like Rabbi was supposing, that maybe it wouldn't be an issue for the Rama to have the wedding.
What?
The way, not like Rabbi.
Well, the Shvusi, all the Achonim assumed that according to the Rama, this wouldn't work.
The
Shvusi Yaakov and those in Tshuva Me'av and the like. You know, the Shvusi Yaakov says, I agree according to the Rama, this would be a problem, but I'm arguing with the Rama. And the Tshuva Me'avah says, no, you can't argue with them, therefore you can't, right? But they're taken for granted that according to the Ramah, it's usher. So now I'm saying, why? Maybe it should be mutter according to the Ramah. That's me. But then, and now I'm just explaining, that's what I thought, and now I'm saying, so why didn't the Achronim say like me? It makes a lot of sense. So that's why I'm explaining why they didn't say like me. That's why I'm wrong. I said why I'm right, and then I said why I'm wrong. Okay, good. Simen shin mem hem abedat modas. So we already referred to this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether the fact that there's birkas avelim and the like is a ride that there's avelos or not. And the machlokas. And we mentioned that maybe this is not the regular din of Rishayim and Mises based in and the like, but rather it's a special din of Poresh. It's not the din of Poresh Midark Yud Tzibur or the like, right? For example, Poresh Midark Yud Tzibur is only Lahaches, but rather it's a special din to discourage suicide or because the Aveira is in the Parsha of Mises or the like. Fine. Now, I think both the Rambam and the Ramban agree that this is a din miyuchad. They disagree about what the din miyuchad is, but they both agree that this doesn't follow the regular paradigms. Now, what's interesting is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam that there's no avelus, and he also paskins like the Rambam that there's no kriya. What do I mean to say? There's another machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about whether there's kriya. It says in the Brisa that there's no kriya. But the Ramban says, well, what does that Brisa mean there's no kriya? That means there's no specialty kriya. But the relatives still do kriya. But other people won't do kriya. Now, the Shach over here quotes the Rambach, who quotes the Ramban, that you do kriya. Sounds a little bit like the Shach is saying that we paskin like the Ramban that you should tear kriya. Good. Now, does that mean that he's also paskening that you're misavel like the Ramban? So I thought, no, not at all. Even if the Shach is saying you tear kriya, he's not paskening that you're misavel. Why? Aren't they talis abizah? So from the Shach it's mashma, they're not talis abizah. The Harai, he doesn't mention anything about avelos. Right? And the truth is the Tur, you see that as well. The Tur quotes the Ramban, saying you do tear kriya, but he doesn't mention that there's avelos. And even in the Ramban you see the distinction. Because the Ramban, when he quotes this halacha, he says with definitive, he's confident that you tear kriya. When it comes to avelos, he's not so sure, and he notes the Rambam disagrees and the like. So therefore, if you would have asked me, I would have said, according to the Shach, you might tear kriya, but the Shach is not paskening against the Shulchan Aruch's ruling that there's no avelos. However, if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, very interestingly enough, he understood that according to the Shach, you would be misavel. In other words, the two questions are talui zebzeh, and therefore, according to the Shach, you would be misavel. And therefore, this Pischei Tshuva writes, harotza lahachmir al asma rishai, meaning say, if you wish to be machmir and be misavel on someone who's ma'abid asma ladas, you may do so. Now, according to what we said before, this is not so pashut. Because if you understand that the din of ma'abid asma ladas is a function of what? Of a special takana, he's not really in the gather of Poshmi Darkei Tzibor. No. Not lahachis. He did one aveira. Again, a big aveira. I don't want to minimize the aveira of suicide. He did one aveira. It's a special takana not to be misavel for him. So then what the Pischei Tshuva writes, well, in Ratzel Hachmei Latzma Rishai isn't so pasha. Meaning to say like this, if you're going to say that we paskin like the Rambam, that we're not misavel, because halacha kedivrei mekel be'avel, so then I could say, yeah, if you want to be machmir, we already saw in a couple of places where the poskim say that when we paskin lahakel, atzalacha kedivrei mekel be'avel, if a person wishes to be machmir, they may do so. Right? Rabbi Willig thinks, for example, remember in Shemem we discussed avelus on non-observant Jews nowadays. Rabbi Willig thought that that's the halacha. If you want to be machmir, you can. You go either way. He thought it's totally in the machlokas Rambam Ramban. We'll talk about it a little later, maybe. But anyway, but you could be machmir if you wish. But if you think that it's a takana, shalol lahachmir for me'abid atzmo das, and it doesn't make sense what the Pischei Tshuva writes, that imrota lahachmir al atzmo rishai, because and halacha kedivrei hamekel b'avel. That's not the reason why we're mekel over here, because halacha kedivrei hamekel b'avel. But nevertheless, the Chasam Sofer says the following, which we would agree to, even if you hold a bar pshat. The Chasam Sofer says, in a case where kvod mishpacha, meaning to say, it's going to be very embarrassing for this family if they don't sit shiva. Yeah, taka, they have a relative, and Nebuch, the relative, committed suicide. But it would be a bizayon for them not to sit shiva. So then he says, the morah hora could paskin that they could sit shiva, as long as people will assume that they're sitting shiva because the rav assumed it's not ma'abed atzmo ladas, right? As yom rabrios kamu be rabbanan b'milsa v'nizbar shelo hayadin ma'abed atzmo. In other words, you can't flagrantly violate the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. You can't say, yes, this is ma'abed atzmo ladas, but we're going to sit shiva anyway because of shitas haramban. But since really the Chassam Sofer thinks maybe the Ramban is right anyway, and maybe anyway we're only make it like the Ramban because Halacha Kedivrei make it le'aval, and all those factors, so as long as people when sitting shiva will not conclude you're mis'avel on suicide, then it's okay. And that makes sense along the lines of what we were saying, because the concern is only when they know it's suicide and they still see the avelos. Then the Chassam Sofer adds, and we'll talk about this maybe a little more when we talk about avelos rishus, right? There is a concept that in Shulchan Aruch that a person is allowed to be mis'avel b'ofen avelos rishus. We will apply that in cases, for example, where the Rama. For example, when I say in Shulchan Aruch, I don't mean I should be more precise, perhaps. For example, adopted children, things like that, they could be misavel if they want. So many poskim say they shouldn't apply the kulas of avelos. Okay, but there is a concept of avelos for shus. So we'll talk about that a little more. Now, then, Chassam Sofer says, interesting idea. Da'af shemurgal she'ein omrim kaddish al ha'ma'abid latzmo ladas. Sounds like the minhag was not to say kaddish. I don't know why. V'chi mipnei shelo asa ma'isa amav lo natzileu miredes shachas. Right? Let's even say you're right. Ein mis'avlam alav. And let's even say he's ein osa ma'isa amcha. Okay? So we shouldn't bring him up from Gehenim. And he brings a raya. Avshalom. Avshalom, right? We know that David HaMelech said, Avshalom b'ni, b'ni, Avshalom, Avshalom b'ni, and he brought him up in the seven levels of Gehenim into Gan Eden. I thought that even a better raya would be Rabbi Akiva, right? How do we know? What's the whole story? The source for saying Kaddish from Rabbi Akiva, who said Kaddish for that Rosh HaMerusha, who happened to be named Akiva. The Rosh HaMerusha, the Moches, who was Mamish Horigas Anim. And still Rabbi Akiva said Kaddish and was Matzah.
He didn't commit suicide, the Rosh.
Okay, but he was Eino Asa Maisa Amcha, much worse. Eino Asa Maisa Amcha is worse. And still he said Kaddish. And Ad Kedei Kach, that the Melech Yashare said to Rabbi Akiva, you know, what are you doing? This, like, leave this, let this guy rot and burn. And still Rabbi Akiva said no. So the Chassam Sofer says the same time. He says, whatever you're going to say, there's definitely no reason why they shouldn't say Kaddish. And he says, well, maybe the minhag not to say Kaddish was only because, in the olden days, like we said, there were only a certain number of Kaddishim. And so though other people said, yeah, you have no right to steal our Kaddishes, because this guy really shouldn't have died now. He should have died in a couple years from now, and he died prematurely, so you're not entitled to this Kaddish or the like. So Memela, if that's not an issue, like nowadays everybody says Kaddish, you don't steal anybody's Kaddish, so then for sure you could say Kaddish.
Boyers.
Right, okay, so let him not daven in Boyers. Fine. Now, turning to Sif Beis. Sif Beis tells us that to consider somebody ma'abed atzmo ladas, you really need to know that he is ma'abed atzmo ladas. Eizu ma'abed atzmo ladas, kegon she'amar, hareini ola l'rosh hagag, he makes an announcement before, v'ra'uhu sha'ala, the Shach points out, Tzdafka, it doesn't just make an announcement, but you see him talk go up, miyad, and Rambam adds, you need da'achkas, oshaya meitzer, v'nafal umeis, so then we assume he's v'cheskes ma'abed atzmo ladas. But he's distressed, in pain. But if we just see him hanging, or fallen on a sword, or the like, then not. Then we'll treat him like a regular mace. Now, what's the pshat? So first of all, Chassam Sofer adds, huge Krimta. So Shulchan Aruch says we saw him go up, and he says also we saw him fall. Okay. Now, why is it that when we see the guy on the noose, right? We see the guy in the sword, we see him hanging, we taka, don't treat him as Becheskes Ma'abidat Moladas. So, the answer is, the Chachmas Adam says, maybe it was another person. Maybe somebody killed him. We all know that, you know, if you're going to be a murderer, so one of the best techniques is to make it look like it was a suicide. Chassam Sofer says, even more. What? Dilyei Shlomar HaRuach Bilbalto. Sha'asa mitoch shiga'on. This is quoted in Pesachei Tshuva. He went crazy. The lo nikra me'abed ala kesha'osa bidas tzalula. You're only begadir ma'abedas v'ladas if you're clear-headed. Good question. We'll get there. V'od, d'shem asakein machmas tshuva. We'll talk about that in a moment. There are some poskim who say that you could kill yourself machmas tshuva. We certainly don't paskin this way, though there might be a raya in Shas for such a thing, but we don't paskin that way. In a couple of places. Sanhedrin is, I think, we saw it. Kedushin? And the Kedushin? Right. So there might be some makoros. We don't paskin that way, but okay. But if somebody did it, we're not going to give them the din of Ma'abid Atzma Ladas. And this Pesachei Tshuva is the source. He says it's if you do it machma shigaon, then it's not Ma'abid Atzma Ladas, only if das tzlula. So this is one of the reasons why we're very meigel, or machmer, whatever you want to put it, but we allow for, we almost never practically paskin this halacha in suicides. Meaning to say, we say the person was depressed. Otherwise, why would he have killed himself? Now, you obviously can't take that too far, because then you'll do away with the whole halacha. It's not, there's nothing left. But as, you know, we learn more about psychology, we find out that really, when people are depressed, it's a sickness, and in many ways they lose control, and they're not thinking clearly, and they're not really able to just pull themselves out of it. And ad kadei kach, where again already the aruga says aguda seizo, quoted by the Pesachei Tshuva, we say that that it's not daito tzlula.
I mean, back in the day when you had people being tortured during this magic.
We're going to get to torture. Yeah. We're not yet to torture. We're not up to torture yet. Torture is a different
thing. But I'm saying, they had bad conditions back then also. No. Meaning they didn't understand that people are like, can't bear their suffering.
Torture is different. I think now we have a better understanding of how depression, and they understood this to some degree in those days also, but I think we have a better understanding is a sickness, is a disease that it is in many ways like physical conditions in which the person suffering and experiencing it doesn't have control. Depression isn't just like you're in a bad mood.
So what did they think back then of someone? Like they just felt like killing?
I'm not talking about what they thought. I'm just saying that if we understand that someone is not daito tzlula, that's what the Pesachei Tshuva says, then this halacha doesn't apply. We don't have to give them the din of Ma'abid Atzmo Ladas. The Chassam Sofer goes even further. Or not further, he says another prat. He says that which it says in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you see him chanuk, it's b'cheskas kol ha-meisim. Hakavana shehu b'ofen shenir b'vadai shehu b'atzma talas atzmo. Right? When the Shulchan Aruch said if you saw him hanged, you see him in a noose, he's b'cheskas kol Adam. So maybe that's because, like we saw in the Chachmas Adam, that somebody else did it. Says the Chassam Sofer, no, even when it's for sure he killed himself. Kigon shenimtza tali b'cheder v'cheder sagor mibifnim. For example, we see him hanging in a room in a noose, and it's locked from the inside. V'chein mushlach agabi saifo, who gamkein kinirim meha inyan shehu shalat be'atzmo. After vaday ibed asma biyadum yikol makom amriach shalom midas haya de talinan ruach ra'ah biyaseso onis yare mipachad davar acher. Maybe he was afraid of something. That's why he committed suicide. Then there's just an interesting parenthetical point here. He quotes the Tshuvas Besamim Rosh, the Pesachei Tshuva, who talks about a person who was suffering due to poverty. He's very, very, very poor. And he said, Ma'asti b'chayai, and he killed himself. So the Besamim Rosh said that there is avelos. Why? Because anyone who kills himself may rivuit sarosav, daigos v'yisurim, o oni gamor, is not ma'abidas moladas. So the Pesachei Tshuva then quotes the Sefer Har Avel, who says, wait one second, maybe the Besamim Rosh is a forgery. Maybe it's not written by the Rosh. Lav gushpanka da Rosh chasim Allah. If you look at the Tfus Rishon of the Pesachei Tshuva, not the one we have. So he writes, Ein Varv Muchrachim. Meaning say, when the Pesachei Tshuva wrote the first version of the Sefer, he still assumed that the Besamim Rosh was legit. And then, in the second Madura, he took that out. And if you then he puts in the brackets, which is from the second Madura, the Chassam Sofer, who actually proves from here that the Besamim Rosh was a forgery. What's his raya? From this din. Because Besamim Rosh says someone who kills himself due to pain is not considered ma'abid atzmo ledas. And he says, Chassam Sofer, it's against the story of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradio, right? You all know the tragic story. Over there, he didn't allow his death to come quicker, even though he was obviously in extreme pain. And so what do you see? You see, says the Chassam Sofer, that it's usher. And therefore, the Besamim Rosh is a forgery. Fascinating. Now, the truth is that raya, even though I think most people do assume that Besamim Rosh is a forgery, is not a particularly good raya, because maybe Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion was Midas Chasidus. Right? In fact, many poskim say that way. If you remember back on our discussions about Goses, we noted the poskim who say Rabbi Hanina ben Tradion was a Midas Chasidus. And in fact, he himself said that somebody else hastens my death, they're Mezumim L'chayilim Haba, and the guy who was killing him hastened his death, and then he jumped into the flames, and then he said he was Mezumim L'chayilim Haba. So, not such a clear raya, but anyway, it's interesting discussion. Some poskim do, you know, Rav Avadia, for example, quotes Besamim Rosh all the time. But that's another discussion. Okay, Siv Gimel is a very important halacha. The first is Katan. Okay, that's Pashat. A Katan, and then Rav Navi Das Mon Das, doesn't have Das. And then the Shulchan Aruch says a very important halacha, which is that if he's honest, Kishal HaMelech, Ein Munim Mimenu Kol Davar. So Shal doesn't have a din of Navi Das Mon Das. Now the question is, what does that mean? First of all, does that mean that what Shal did was right or no? Shal did might not have been right, but we just don't give it a din of Ma'abid Atzmo L'das. So if you look at the Beis Yosef, quoting the Ramban, it says that what Shal did was right. Well, now, the next question is, why was it that what Shal did was right? So here, we have a big deal in the Rishonim and the Achronim, and I'll mention the six major approaches on this topic very briefly, since we're almost out of time. So it all goes back, the major source in Chazal on this is the Vracious Rabbah, on the pasuk va'achas damchem l'nafsho sechem edrosh miad kol chayad rishanu miad hadam miad ish achiv edrosh es nefesh adam. So it says ach, right? So ach lahavi es achonek atzmo. So we learn from the word ach that if you're chonek atzmo, if you commit suicide, that's aser. Yachol kesha'ul tamad lomar ach. Yachol kechananim shal v'azaya tamad lomar ach. So what does that mean? In other words, there's simple meaning of the Medrash is there's an isser of suicide, but Shaul is not included in that. Well, what exactly happened with Shaul? So if we look at the Pesukim, it says the following, Vayomer Shaul in Osei Kilav, Shlav Chai B'chad Kareini Ba, kill me, Pen yavo harelim ha'ela, that's the plishtim, v'edkarani v'hisalalubi. They're going to be misalal. In other words, he knew he was going to be captured. You know, they were losing the battle, and he was going to be captured imminently by the plishtim. And he says, kill me before I'm captured. V'lo avan osei keilav ki yirei me'od. His arms bearer didn't want to listen. V'aykach sha'ol asacharev v'aypol ala. So then Shaul himself falls upon his sword. Now, what happened here? So, probably the simplest reading of the Psukim is that he was afraid of being tortured, and that's why he committed suicide. And that's the way the Shmos Yaakov understands. G'dayla mizu, he writes, Matzenu, She'tiru, La'abed es atmo ledas, B'chi agavna, K'dechsev b'shmuel, V'yomer she'ol enosei kilav, Shlav chavuchan na. Fine. Right, because he says pen. Kimashmo slashon hamikra pen yavo arelim this alalubi. The chenas kamas kol aposkim kim before biardesim and shemem hey. The lo chayshi l'chayesha. So I think what he means to say is like this. Shaul's death was imminent. What was going to happen? The Plishtim would have tortured him and be misolel and whatever, and ridiculed, and then killed him. So just a matter of chayisha. He was going to die in 3 or 4 hours anyway. So what it's saying is to prevent excruciating pain when death is imminent, then it's mutter. The Chida says a similar thing. He writes, Umina demisharg atzmo lefishu yare miyisurin eno ma'abid atzmo ladas. That is one approach. But it's not so simple. One objection to this, before we see the other approaches, is the Gemara in Bava Kama and Tzadi Aleph, who also quotes this drasha of damchem lenafshu chechem adrosh, but it doesn't quote the exception of Shaul. It doesn't have any exceptions, actually. And if you look at some of the Baalei Tosfos, for example, the Ri and Tosfos over there, sounds like they understood that, according to Lazar, all cases of Ma'abid Atzmo Ladas is Aser. Vomeri, Dein Mevi Raya, Ela She'aser Lach, Vol Afilu Letzorach, V'chein Yidah Lona Rosh, B'Shvil Shum Davar Shiare. In other words, the Piskei Tosfos says a similar thing. In other words, we don't paskin like the Medrash Rabbah, especially in the case that it's against the Bavli. The Bavli is no exceptions. If you take a look at the Yam Shel Shlomo over there in Bava Kama, he writes, Aval kvar muchach midas ri, that's the re-entices that we just quoted, Shekasav, Aser laharo gesatzma p'nei shiarei, umidakasav stam shiarei, mashma filu mira shemayim, shelo yaviru al adas. You're yari from anything. You're afraid of yisurim, you're afraid that they're going to forcibly convert you, you're afraid of anything, you may never, ever commit suicide. And they bring the mice of Rabbi Hanina ben Tadya, which, as we said, might not be such a good raya, and other rayas. So, lemaisa, what are the different shitos in the poskim? So, there's a tshuvas ha-ga'onim, and this might be the simple reading of the Ramban in our sugya and some of the other rishonim. That sounds like, if you think you can't be sovel the yisurim, so then it's mutter. Why do I say might be the Ramban here? Because the Ramban just quotes the story of Shaul and says, it's mutter. And he doesn't say any other of the extraordinary circumstances under those circumstances, you know, that surrounded that story. He doesn't say there are any other factors there. Okay.
Can you say mutter? Do you mean it's not made up for that? Or do you mean it's mutter?
The Ramban says mutter. Sorry, right? You looked at the Ramban. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef. He says it's mutter. This also might be the view of Tosfos and Gittin. It relates to that famous story that you read on Tisha B'Av, etc., etc. Other poskim disagree. Again, in Tosfos, in a number of places, you see that that's not so simple. But a number of the Baalei Tosfos say, for example, take a look at Tosfos Avodah Zarah Yud Ches Amud Aleph and other Tosfos, that if you're concerned that you're going to be put in a nisayon of an Avera that you could not pass, then it's mutter. What does that mean? Right? We know that Avodah Zarah is Yehar Gvel Yavor. So let's say you know they're going to forcibly try to convert you. You don't know if you're going to be Olim B'Nisayon to give up your life. Or even worse, you know, the Gemara says, Yomale Nagdu Al-Hanan Mishal Vazariah. They would have bowed to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. Now, that might have not have been Avodah Zarah, like Tosa says, but the point is that torture, pain of torture, is even, it's harder to withstand pain. Even someone that's able to withstand pain of death can't necessarily always withstand the pain of torture. So a person thinks that they're not going to be Omei B'Nisayon. So I remember earlier in the summer, the Chevra was discussing that Shaila that came to Shai Shechter. What a fascinating Shaila. But anyway, so these Rishonim, the Ritva of Avodah Zarah Yud Chesamad Aleph, quotes such an opinion, that then a person can commit suicide because they're afraid that they won't be omeid in the Nisayon. Yes. Meaning to say, with respect to an Avera, that is Yehar Gvel Yavor, they're not going to be able to withstand the pressure. The third opinion, if you look, for example, in the Radak, on that pasuk in Shmuel, and this is also in the Rabbanel, and a number of the Nosei Kelim on the page of the Sefer Shmuel, so they say it's a little different, because you can't bring any raya's from Shaul, because Shaul knew he was going to die that very day. How did he know? Because Shmuel had told him the previous day, right? Vayten Hashem Gamis Yisrael, Amecha biyad plishtim umachar ata uvanecha imi. Shmuel already told him in a quasi-prophecy that you are going to die tomorrow. Maybe that's what... And therefore, he knew he was going to die imminently. But any other case, so you can't ever commit suicide. Approach number four is very fascinating. The Yam Shel Shlomo. Remember we said before, the Marshal says that you can never commit suicide, basically. But he has to deal with Shaul. So one possibility, we'll see some, is that Shaul is wrong. Again, we're not going to say he's Ma'abed Atzmo L'das. You know, we would... It's clear from the Pesukim that you were supposed to be Masbid for Shaul. In fact, the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael were punished for not properly being Masbid Shaul. But still, doesn't mean he was right. But if we're going to say he's right, then we're going to take the approach of the Marshal that suicide is always wrong. So how do you explain Shaul? So he says that was different because he knew that he was captured alive by the Plishtim, which was imminent. Klal Yisrael would have tried to save him, and thousands of lives would have been lost trying to save him. Right? Ulupikuach nefesh acherim muter lachbo be'atzmo. To save other people's lives, you could kill yourself. Somebody who's taken captive. They have actually protocols about this in the Israeli army. I have a friend who was a soldier, and he was telling me, is it called the Hannibal Protocol or something like that? I don't remember. But certain things that when you're taken captured alive, how you try to kill yourself. And not only that, but if you see someone being captured alive, you try to kill them. Because you don't want... Now, I don't know the details of this, and this is a bigger topic, but there's nothing worse than having the enemy capture a living soldier. So, that was Shaul's cheshbon. Shaul's cheshbon was that they're going to try to save me, they're going to die doing it, I don't want that to happen, and that was his cheshbon. That's the first answer of the Marshal. Second answer the Marshal says is maybe Chil Hashem is different, because what a Chil Hashem for them to capture the Jewish king, right? And have him captive and the like. So to avoid a humongous Chil Hashem, then suicide is mutter. And then, as we mentioned, some of the Balei Tosfos, the sixth approach, seem to assume that what Shaul did was Taka Aser. Fine. Now if you look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Siman, he quotes from Sanhedrin Rosh as well, about issues of Nisayon, like we discussed, but also the Shvus Yaakov and others who discussed the issue of whether you could commit suicide as a form of tshuva, Ayin Shom. Sif Hei. So Sif Hei, we already talked about Simen Shin Mem. We talked about the Machlokas Rian Rabbeinu Tam, about the Bnei Meshumadim, And do we say it's, on the one hand, what's it called? It's not really their fault. It's like Tinok Shenishbar, or do we say that we learn from Ira Nidachas that it's different, and even though it's not their fault, and here the Rama writes that the minhag over there was not to be misabel, and that's the psak of the Mechaber over here as well. What's interesting, which I mentioned then, but I'll just return to it, is the what the Adagul Rivava says. The Adagul Rivava says, well, I don't know why you paskind that there's no avelus here. After all, it's machlokas rian rabbeinu tam. And therefore, why is he paskining lakula? And especially because many rishonim say that yom rishon is deraisa. So first of all, we already noted that we paskin lamaisa, that we treat avelus even yom rishon as derabanan, like the shach. But besides that point, this analysis of the Dagomir Vav is highly surprising. Because throughout Hilchos Avelus, we always have been saying, again and again and again and again and again, what? Halacha Gevur Meichel Bava, right? So why is he saying, ah, I'm so perplexed at the Mechaber, he was Meikil. How could he be Meikil in Avelus? There's some that say Avelus is Deraisa. What, okay, wake up! You know, why all of a sudden over here are you bothered by this question? We've seen dozens of times that we've said Halacha Gevur Meichel Bava. We never were concerned. So I think the pshat is like this. The pshat is that Halacha Gevur Meichel Bava, the Dagmar Vav is saying, has perhaps a very narrow scope. It's only said about Machlokas Tanayim. Now, it's true we sometimes expand it and apply it to other places, but that's not the real din Halacha Gevur Meichel Bava. That's really, you know, Safek Derabanan and Lakula and the like. But here, where it's a Machlokas Rishonim and Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, we can't apply the principle of Halacha Gevur Meichel Bava because it's a Machlokas Rishonim, not a Machlokas Tanayim. And Elamah, you want to be Meikel of the Rabbanan. Well, many Rishonim say it's a Deraisa Shaila. And then he says, well, since you have to be Machmir in the first half, it's Deraisa, you may as well. If it happened, in other words, if you discovered this Avelos B'Yom Rishon, that's Yom Kfura, and Yom Rishon, then you have to finish. You're not going to stop in the middle. But just a very interesting analysis. The Tur talks about Haruge Malchus, just an interesting Ha'ara here. So even though we say there's no Avelos for Haruge based in, there is Avelos for Haruge Malchus. If a Jewish king killed him. Why? What's the difference? So the Chor of the Pshat is very fascinating. The Ran explains the following answer. That there's a big difference between Haruge Beis Din and Haruge Malchus. Haruge Beis Din are, what the Pasuk says, kill Alpi Mishpat Tzedek, right? You only kill someone if they're mamish, deserving of death. Deserving of death, they're matir atzmo l'misa v'chulei. Mashen kein Haruge Malchus. That's what the Ran calls Mishpat. There's Mishpat Tzedek, must be. There's Mishpat Eino Tzedek. That's Mishpat HaMelech. Sometimes, for the purpose of society, we have to kill certain people. That's originally Mishpat HaMelech was supposed to be carried out by the Melech. And then, subsequently, when there was no Melech based in, had to do both. That's what we tell maybe Harasha or the like. But in that case, you might have to, you know, let's say the example of killing the people who rode on a horse on Shabbos, because a shat tzricha l'kach. That's Mishpat HaMelech. Well, if we're not killing the machmas der aveira, we're killing the machmas the societal need, so then, of course, misavlam alech. It's only by Ruge Beis Din that are being killed off the aveira that a misavlam alech. Oh. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Go and keep on set.